describe the variables that exist before the study begins and after study is completed and how they're related. What determines what variable exists after the study is completed? Before the study begins, we've got the independent variable that we're going to manipulate. We've got the dependent variable that we're going to measure. And everything else is a potential confound. When the study's all done, the IV's still the IV, the DV's still the DV, but those potential confounds have either been taken care of or turned into problems. The potential confounds might have turned into a control constant, where we controlled something by making sure everybody in the study has the same value. They might all be the same age, they might all have had the same amount of practice, but it's a constant. A constant can't be a confounding variable. Those potential confounds might have turned into a control variable. It's a variable because different people have different values. It's a control variable because it's equivalent between the two groups. Not everybody's six. We have 6, 7, and 8-year-olds in the study. But the average age in the two groups is the same. And the other possibility is that a potential confound turns into a confound. What determines this? Two things. For the random assignment that we use to produce initial equivalence of subject variables, chance. You guys are either have or will do an exercise in lab where you perform a small random assignment, then you check to see if the random assignment worked, and most of the time it didn't work. You didn't get perfect initial equivalence from random assignment. So chance is one possibility. The other thing that could happen is that the researcher could screw up and introduce a confound.